broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Pratt, discussions of all things liberty. He stayed with me both hours. It was delightful. And we talked about shame, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Rogan attacked for taking ivermectin. Now he's threatening to sue CNN. They mock him for taking horsey dookie, whatever you want to say. And the truth is, it was prescribed by a doctor. The CDC recommends it. Yeah. And now they're mocking Joe. Joe just simply says, you guys are full of crap. The fact is, I've got well. Are you going to have any credence for that? And the fact is, you know what? This is a very important protocol that got me well. I hope Joe has the guts to sue. Whether he will or not, I don't know. Now, here's what's even more sad about this. I'm going to jump to today's news. Article from USA Today news section. They're so dishonest. Here's what they have. Fact check. Post about ivermectin and Afghan refugees is missing context. LOE USA Today, and they go into a big old long explanation. They say it's true that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention does prescribe ivermectin for refugees before or after they arrive in the United States. But then they say, but the prescriptions for ivermectin are given for possible parasitic infections, and they are not given for COVID-19. And so they then say, you know, so this idea that you guys are promoting this headline is misleading. No, ladies and gentlemen, the USA Today people lie, lie, lie. All right? They just flat out lie. And that's the problem with them. They're dishonest. They lie. Let me explain. Let's do a fact check on the fact check, shall we please? Post about ivermectin and Afghan refugees is missing context. I say it's not missing context. And I say they're missing context. Okay? And here's how and why. All right? They claim that we're suggesting that it's for the treatment of COVID. And I say this, I don't know if it's for the treatment of COVID or not, because I'm not those doctors, I'm not the government prescribing ivermectin to refugees. But the USA Today has documented that, yes, refugees are receiving ivermectin, and they have for quite some time. Here's the rub, and here's the debate. Whether it's used for the treatment of COVID-19 or not, let's set that aside for a second. Because they claim it's not recommended for that, and that's not what the government's treating the refugees for. Fine. They may get that benefit, though. If it overcomes and kills COVID, then they may get that benefit, but let's just set that aside. They claim it's not valid and it's not used for that. Fine. Here's the rub. The mainstream press, including USA Today and others, have mocked anybody taking ivermectin, suggesting it's horsey medicine. This is the mainstream, you know, and that it's not safe for humans. Don't take it, say all kinds of government entities. Well, if it's not safe and we shouldn't take it, then why are you giving it to the refugees? Well, Sam, because of the worms. Fine. But if it's not safe, Why are you giving horsey medicine to the refugees? Do you think the refugees are horsies? Nah. Come on. What do you think? Okay, so it's either safe enough to give to the refugees, and it's recommended by the CDC, or it's not. So take the safety issue and discuss that separate from its, quote, use issue. Whether it's used for worms or ivermectin is used for COVID, let's not debate that effectiveness discussion for a minute. Let's only stick with the safety issue. The USA Today admitting blatantly that it's used for refugees safely and that the CDC recommends it. And so when they run around, when the federal government's giving refugees ivermectin with absolute approval and support from the CDC, do they run around and go, all the refugees are getting horsey medicine? Don't take horsey paste, you idiots. Are they suggesting the refugees are horsies? Are they suggesting it's somehow more safe now for the refugees? What are they saying and what are they suggesting? So the fact check from USA Today, they act like they're fact checking, but they're lying to you. And we got to fact check the fact checkers. Fact check. Post about ivermectin and Afghan refugees is missing context, USA Today. I say USA Today is missing context. Because either the ivermectin is safe for the refugees and it's safe for us, or it's not. Now, if you want to separate the discussion and say they claim it's for worms and not for COVID, and I say that it works for COVID, we can debate that effectiveness for different uses. And we can also clarify and say, yes, ivermectin in the treatment of COVID-19 is an off, I don't know what word they use in the scientific community for this, but like an off-drug recommended use. I get that. I agree. We're not saying that. We're merely saying to you that it's, if the American people knew that the refugees are getting ivermectin recommended by the CDC, and it's been done for a long time very safely, then when all the media run around and go, you're taking that horsey crap, then everybody would know that's totally bogus. And when they mock you saying it's not safe, don't do it. Don't. Come on, guys. Don't act like an animal. Don't do it. Then you know the mainstream press is absolutely dishonestly manipulating you into this dishonest view that it's somehow just horsey medicine and not safe for humans. It is safe for humans. The refugees are getting it, and the CDC recommends it. Now, that's a fact, fact checkers. If you want to discuss the effectiveness of it for the off-use COVID discussion, we can. But isn't it interesting that whether they give it to them for worms, why don't you give me ivermectin for worms? Because by golly, I'm feeling so wormy, I tested positive for the COVID. So give me ivermectin for worms. Do you see the game being played here? They're merging this effectiveness and safety, and they're acting like it's neither. And since they lied on the safety question, and they got caught lying on the safety question, now they're trying to fact check and change the game and act like we're not giving you the whole story. We are giving you the whole story. Refugees have been getting ivermectin safely for years, and the CDC recommends it. And so the idea that it's not safe is an absolute bald-faced, flat-out satanic lie. Now, if you want to come back and say, we're still debating if it's effective for the coronavirus, fine. Just deworm me then and give me some ivermectin, would you please, while you idiots try to figure out what frontline doctors have already proved and what my life has already proven. I've taken ivermectin. It isn't horsey medicine. It was safe for me and absolutely, undebatably effective. All right? So, look, the fact checkers need some fact checking because they're using fact checking now to double down and dishonestly paint the narrative against any of us that are talking about refugees and ivermectin, as if we are claiming that the government's treating COVID with it. Well, they may not be intentionally treating COVID with it. That might be true, USA Today fact check fake liars. But the benefit, whether you deworm somebody or not, when they come into America and they get ivermectin, they get well. Maybe from worms, maybe from COVID-19, or actually probably both. Imagine that. What a sweet spot to be in while they lie to us and act like it's nothing but horsey poop and not safe for human consumption. See the lie they're telling, ladies and gentlemen? All right, so we just had to fact check the fact checkers right there on that one. A virus deadlier than COVID emerges, they say. They say India is moving fast to contain it. It's called Nipah or Nipa. I don't know how you say it. They say the Nipah virus is not as contagious as COVID, but it's much more deadly. So look out for that coming. They're going to use viruses because it worked so well. Americans are just deceived on this left and right. John Gibson left his position as chief executive of Tripwire because he had the guts to stand with Texas on their heartbeat bill, saying it's a wonderful thing. The company freaked and issued a statement apologizing for his comments. And they say we will take swift action. They got rid of their CEO because he stood with pro-life. Shame on them. We also talked about a reversal of a previous order. A hospital can't be forced to administer ivermectin. I sure pray that gentleman does not die. What a shame. A trove of newly released documents detailing U.S.-funded coronavirus gain-of-function research shows that Fauci absolutely lied. Documents published by The Intercept show that Fauci's organization absolutely funded gain-of-function research, and they achieved it. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable. Surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again, Senator Rand Paul tweeted. And Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky refers Fauci for criminal complaint now. Good for Senator Paul. Rolling Stone magazine got caught lying. They published a false story saying that everybody's overdosing from ivermectin. The hospital says it ain't true. Rolling Stone, fake news, ladies and gentlemen.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and went hit into the road there. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it. The other people, so they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, and Kurt Cosby, LocalHoneyMan.com, both on your radio. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Welcome, Brother Brian.
Glad to be with you guys.
All right.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. So I don't know if you guys got a chance to hear the first segment. But here's the funny thing. I'll brief you guys really quick on it, and then I want your comments. It's so important. It's worth discussing. I guess there's a fact check out now. So what happened is the government in bed with mainstream press is acting like ivermectin. Don't take it. It's not safe. It's not effective. Number one, it's very dangerous. It's really horsey medicine. Don't do it. It's not effective. It's not safe. It hasn't been proven in any way for the treatment of COVID. Don't, says the government. However, we find out now that refugees have been taking ivermectin for years, and that the CDC has been recommending it for years. Well, then what happened is a lot of us reported that. But now USA Today has a post. They call it a fact check. They say post about ivermectin and Afghan refugees is missing context. USA Today. Well, then I think that they lie because we're not missing context. So what they say in their article, in their fact check clarification, is they say, look, it is true that the CDC is recommending ivermectin for the refugees. And it's true that they've been giving refugees who enter America before or after they get here ivermectin. They admit all that. But then they say, but it's not for the treatment of COVID. It's for the treatment of worms. That's fine. I get it. But I say the USA Today fact check is a flat out lie. Why? Because you've got to separate safe and effective for a second. Okay? And safety, if they're going to run around and say, oh, don't take horse poop. That's crazy. You guys are whacked out. It ain't safe. Don't do it. We better stop these crazy frontline doctors from administering it. It isn't safe. Regardless of the debate about what treatment you can use a drug for, if the CDC has been recommending it for years, and if refugees left and right are taking it, number one, are we saying the refugees are eating horse poop? And are we saying that it's not safe? Okay, so you got to debate the discussion on the facts. Either it's safe or it's not. And if it's not, and it's really horse poop like they claim or whatever, then you know what? Don't give it to the refugees, for crying out loud. Why would you give them something that's unsafe and that's like horse poop and only good for animals and not safe for human consumption? Why would you do that for years and why would you recommend it, CDC? Or if it is safe, then admit to the public that it's safe, but let's discuss the effectiveness. And the debate goes, it's not effective, it doesn't work, it's not proven for, you know, the COVID. And my response is, fine, that's a debate. But don't run around and tell everybody that I'm missing context, USA Today, because you're lying. You're not separating safe and effective. You're admitting that the refugees are getting it, but then you're saying that I'm misleading people? I'm dividing safe and effective and saying it's safe, and the CDC recommending it and giving it through the government to refugees for years is proof that it's safe. And that it's recommended in many cases. So I guess I'm just trying to say, Brian, if I've got the COVID, all I got to do is go in there and say, I got worms, man. Can you give me some ivermectin? Deworm me, please. And it'll be all cool. But it's weird how they manipulate this and then they get caught manipulating it. And they further then try to use their, quote, fact-checking authority to mislead even further. Brian and then Kurt.
Yeah, that's a great point. That they speak. They speak out of both sides of their face. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, you know. And if it's working and it's helping people, regardless if it's for worms, if it's something that can help. And I mean, it's, you know, it's like any medication. I mean, if it's something that I have headaches, migraines, or whatever, and yet there's another substance that removes that as well as it does something for somebody else for something else. I get it. But the fact is that if it can bless lives and help us, and then for them to lie and it doesn't do this or it doesn't help, and yet we have proven fact. I mean, you've taken it. It seemed to work there. I'd like to know the numbers for politicians. Are they able to get these medications and are they taking them? Does anybody bringing them forward saying, hey, well, they took it. What, I mean, are they part of the refugee group or they got mixed in? What, I you know, they just speak out of both sides of their face.
Yeah, they're attacking Joe Rogan for taking it. And he just laughs and says, I had a test that showed me positive for the COVID. And now I'm negative. You can say what you want. Don't care. You're goofy. It worked. Well, I'm saying the same thing, but I also find this interesting. Isn't it fascinating how you can deworm all the refugees, but now they're all coming in COVID-free? Isn't that kind of an interesting thing? Now, maybe it does something for both, right? How would that be? But anyway, I find the fact checkers lying. Kurt, I wanted to get your take on this. I think this is a really critical issue because for many of us, including me personally, it's a life and death discussion right now. Kurt?
It's a great point, Sam, but you've got to remember, You know, I mean, if you're going to save lives, you have to do it in the governmentally approved ways. I mean, you know, and at the same time, you can continue to kill babies. I mean, that's, of course, okay. But you mentioned the Joe Rogan thing, headline from Business Insider on MSNBC or MSN.com. Spotify airs Joe Rogan podcast touting ivermectin as part of his COVID-19 treatment, despite the FDA calling it dangerous. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in the past I'd see people that said, well, if that thing says it's FDA approved, I don't really want to use it. You know what I mean?
Heard that. Good point. And if it's so dangerous, though, why are we doing that to all the refugees? Are we trying to harm them on their way in?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, headline WorldNet Daily, you know, says CDC recommends ivermectin for most refugees entering U.S. I guess most would be okay, but then subheadline, media still mocking users of horse dewormer. Art Moore got that piece, but bottom line is, hey man, like Brian said, they're, I mean, the media does this all the time. The establishment insider media talking about outside of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah, and here to me is the facts. I was on oxygen and could not get off. And the second I took ivermectin, literally within hours, I was able to get off oxygen. So they can tell me whatever they want to. But I'm telling you, my personal experience absolutely flies in the face of everything they're saying. But I'm just debating the safety separate from the effectiveness of ivermectin. And how do they give it to all those refugees if it's really super unsafe? And if it's just like horsey dewormer, horsey dookie, don't dare take that, you know, kind of stuff. It doesn't add up and make any sense. But they're pro-death. They want you and I to die from the COVID. And they don't want real treatments to be available at all unless you take their experimental vaccines. They claim that helps. But the truth is they're pro-death all the way around. So Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick hit back against Oregon. Oregon's trying to pass a law in their city council in Portland saying, hey, we won't even let you travel to or do business with Texas because of their heartbeat bill law. And you're going to start to see more and more and more division amongst the states, I'm predicting, until you can't even travel from state to state very safely. And this is getting worse and worse and worse as the Portland, Oregon, ultra-liberal folks try to attack Texas for standing tall on the right to life and tall on the incredible, in my opinion, act to save lives they put together. They call the Heartbeat Act. What do you think of that, Brian? They're literally in Oregon trying to say their citizens can't even travel to or do commerce with Texas. I mean, can you imagine a city trying to make a law like this?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, the agenda is to almost, you know, to kill us within, in a sense. I mean, for us to go against each other. And then so another country possibly can just come in and step in because we have so much chaos. You know, it seems like that Satan's plan is to clutter our lives so much that we can't hear the truth or we can't see the truth or, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Same on this same point. I mean, if you have USA Today and them saying these things, and the proven fact is we have proven fact, you're one of these proven fact, and I would have to say their people, but you know, your refugees that they're giving are proven fact, but yet we don't want to see the truth. We want our country's so caught up in the fake news of things that they print, and it doesn't seem like there's any accountability for it, and so. I mean, as far as Portland, Texas, it's almost, you know, we're starting to fight within ourselves instead of coming together as a country. We're imploding I don't know. It's unbelievable.
And imagine this too, though. Portland, Oregon's where they had all these meltdowns and Chaz and city within a city and everything else, and they're getting rid of all the cops. The cops are being all overrun, and they're going to try to tell Texas how to run things.
That's right.
Are you kidding me right now? All right, when we come back, we got a lot to cover, plus the Honest Money Report coming up with Brian Rust of RustCunningGift.com. We've also got Kirk Cosby with me, LocalHoneyMan.com. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reuters is reporting U.S. officials have struck a deal with the Taliban. As a result, if carried out, will allow 200 American civilians and others seeking visas to leave Afghanistan on chartered flights Thursday. The departures were expected to take place from the Kabul airport later in the day. It's unclear if any Afghans trying to get out were included. No official word from the State Department or White House at this time. A staffing crisis at the prison Rikers Island in New York has created a dangerous and chaotic situation that allowed inmates to assault each other, fatally overdose, and post TikTok videos of themselves partying at the prison. Cell phone video captured inside the prison emerged Sunday night that shows three inmates viciously assaulting another, throwing him on a bed and beating him to a pulp as he desperately cried out. When Department of Corrections officials saw the video after it was posted online, they responded by moving the inmates to another section of the jail. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
There's a scene from the children's television show Blue's Clues back in the 90s, the moment host Steve Burns picked up a suitcase and walked out the door. The abrupt departure long went unexplained. Steve posted a video Tuesday night for the millennials.
I mean, we started out with clues, and now it's what? Student loans, and jobs, and families, and some of it has been kind of hard. You know? I know you know. And I wanted to tell you that I really couldn't have done all of that without your help. I guess I just wanted to say that after all these years, I never forgot you. Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends. Thanks for listening.
Actor Michael Constantine, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and the classic TV sitcom Room 222, died Wednesday at his home in Reading, Pennsylvania. He was 94. USA Radio News.
Back with you live, Brian Rust, RustQuentinGift.com, KurtCrosbyLocalHoneyMan.com on your radio. So actress Bette Midler wants liberal women to hold sex strike until the Texas pro-life law is overturned. Kurt?
Well, Sam, we've seen this before. You know, I think crazy stuff comes from Bette Midler for sure. You know, good women and good men, you know, recognize the importance of God's commandments to, you know, help each other, be together, work together, you know, that kind of thing. And Bette Midler's about as far away from that good counsel as possible, I'd say.
Brian, you want to respond to this?
Well, yeah, it seems like these people in the limelight or who have been in the limelight always have a voice, and they try to sway us to follow their lead, which most of the time is just wacky and pathetic. So I don't know.
Very strange indeed, in my opinion. And here's what I find what really needs to happen. You know, we the people need to look at these kind of statements. You know, it reminds me of telling people not to pray. You know, it's satanic, folks. We should always pray, and especially if we feel like not praying because we're overwhelmed or discouraged or frustrated or sad or worried or whatever. That is the time to pray. Turning to God is always a good idea, even though we don't feel like it. The blessings are promised by God. We turn to Him, and they're there, and they're valuable and needful. It reminds me of this. When we live together as male and female, husband and wife, as God has ordained, then blessings come. And the sexual relationship is part of that living together and loving, and it's part of Heavenly Father's eternal marriage plan, or, you know, His marriage plan. God put male and female together in the marriage relationship, and He gave that procreative power and that sexual relationship as part of that to bring husband and wife together. And so whenever we try to use hate or withholding or manipulation of that God-ordained blessing, then in my opinion, we go far afield. And so I stand for pro-life, and what I think we ought to do is have the young couples bring children into the world and say, you know what? We're going to populate the world with conservative, moral people that get and want to obey God's laws. That's what we're going to do. And so the more they kind of work on these challenges to everything godly, the more I think we should double down and support God's position. If it turns out family war vet Pete Lopez died. They had a court order to give him ivermectin, and the hospital ignored it, and poor Pete died now. The family's livid. Just thought I'd tell you that. Also, Joe Biden now calls code red on climate change, pushing a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. The nation and the world are in peril over climate change. And here's what he basically says. He says, drastic action will be needed to prevent adverse weather events. Extreme weather events happening because of you and I on the planet. This is, again, where they're kind of against God scenario. Thought I'd brief you on that. The final story, and I want to know if you guys heard about this. Former Walmart president, Mark Lohr is his name, reveals plan for a $400 billion utopian city. And they're planning to build it in the desert somewhere. Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, and Texas and the Appalachian regions are possible sites for this utopian city. They say you won't own land in this city. It'll be environmentally friendly. It'll just be incredible. And they're wanting people to sign up and wanting to get funding for this new city. I say it smacks of communism, and we want no part of it. I pray it doesn't come to the Olympic state of Utah or Idaho is my take. Brian, you want to chime in on this one?
Yeah, I don't want any part of it either. That's wow. Just one more great idea, isn't it?
It's typical of these people. They're not satisfied with their billions of dollars just doing their own thing. What they want to do is draft you into their utopian communist dictatorship. Who knows? They say land will be owned by the city organizers, at least at first.
Yeah.
So you think if you sign up, Brian, they're going to give you your land back later?
No.
Wow. Anyway, it's just, I mean, it's insanity. Yeah. Kurt?
Well, apparently this is supposed to be, according to the New York Post, America's first woke city. I guess when you put it that way, you know, it's just going to be the dumbest idea ever, Sam.
It's certainly one of them, I'll tell you that right now. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. All right, Brian, we're ready for an honest money report, sir.
All right. Well, gold is on the paper network there at $1,794.50.
Okay.
Silver is $2,424.
Now, understand that that's all gone down, but getting a silver eagle, silver dollar is still an expensive proposition, right?
Yeah, you're $36 on the silver eagle.
How much?
$36.
But the spot price is $24.24?
Correct.
All right, $36 to get one of them silver eagles. Kurt, what do you say to that? Spot price is $24. Somebody's getting rich. Who is it?
I think of tomorrow they tell you that the Sprout price is $2 and the Silver Eagle price is $40, then you're gonna start seeing the light. But you know, when you see one saying 24 and the other one really 36 in the real world, you know what the real numbers are. The man behind the curtains is just a little goofy guy with a microphone, see?
Yeah, and they tell me they haven't played game to the money, but they're fake newsing it because it takes me 36 of these Federal Reserve note paper dollars to get one of them. Silver Eagle, 2021 Silver Eagle, minted by your treasury this year, silver dollars. What's up with that? If that doesn't highlight the reality check, I don't know what does, Brian.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because, you know, we thought that the good times were supposed to be rolling on by now. I mean, that's whatever, you know, the new president, everything, the good times, we're going to come together in the good times. But in reality, you know, we're just as you're bringing up some, you know, the things with this vaccination and ivermectin and different things. I mean, let's look at our economy. I mean, if it's not time to prepare now, we better start preparing. I mean, I mean, you look at our factories that are halting or laying off workers or shutting down. That would be your motor vehicle, General Motors and Ford Company, who are shutting the halting because they can't get chips. So their production, you know, is dropped by 30% or 40%, and laying off people. And as a result, you have supply chains that are in utter chaos. You know, container ships laying out in the port and can't come in. Railways backed up, trucking companies can't get drivers, and we're saying that the good times are rolling on, and that silver is this and should be, let's just say $100, because fake news is saying, oh well, it's only 24. Okay, well go try to buy it, or gold's only 1794. Okay, well go buy it. I mean, on paper you can buy it, you can buy a contract, but what good's that paper going to do when, okay, chaos is happening all around us, but yep, the good times are rolling on, you know? It's crazy.
Hey, Kurt, are the good times rolling, buddy?
Well, Sam, you know, the headline from Fox Business and Wall Street Journal, 2X Bank of America traders accused of spoofing found guilty. Subheadline,
no.
Edward Basis and John Pasilio were convicted of rigging precious metals prices after a criminal trial in Chicago. You know, it's weird.
Is this a recent story? Is this right now?
Well, it's dated August 5th, so it's about a month old. But
let me tell you why. So it's
this?
Right now, you know? Kurt. It's recent. Yeah. It's right now. Here's the reason that I bring this up. Wasn't it like 6 months or a year ago we reported a similar scenario where a bunch of inside banking thugs did this again and got caught? Isn't this like a repeat? Yes. I mean, it's almost like, you know, you keep hitting your head and you kind of wonder how stupid you are if you never stop. I mean, yes, I don't know what's going on, but we reported this similar thing just 6 months, a year ago or something like that.
Deja vu all over again, huh?
Yogi Bear. That's right.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
All right, well, send me that Kurt. I have all the other headlines, but send me that one.
What was that TV show said the names were changed to protect, you know, something? It's just it's the same thing, but the names were changed. Is that...
Yeah, I got to protect the innocents there, Brian. Jesus. Wow. All right, hang tight, man. The brakes are coming too fast. When we're talking to Brian Rust and Kurt Crosby on the roundtable about honest money, it's always great radio. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, back with you live. Kirk Cosby, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com on your radio. So check this headline out from your government. Ready? White House. New COVID-19 measures coming for people who are unvaccinated. Epic times. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt, then Brian?
Well, Sam, you know, there's so much good coming out of our White House. You know, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing having what one radio host called the dumbest guy we've ever had in the White House there. And, you know, but like you say, the headline from Epic Times, White House signals new COVID-19 measures coming for people who are unvaccinated. Kind of makes me think of the that old story about the government regulator showing up to the farm and the, you know, farmer saying, well, you know, we run things a certain way around here, and the government regulator said, well, look at my badge. I'm official here, so you better make sure you listen to me. And the government regulator started walking out into the field, and the farmer said, man, there's a bull out there. You know, I wouldn't go in there. And he says, look, I can go anywhere I want. The bull starts coming after him. The government regulator starts running and yelling, and the farmer says, hey, show him your badge. You know, I mean,
yeah, you got to make sure they know who you are, buddy, because, hey, wow. Well, that's what the two bankers are kind of hoping they could do, is just show that they were bankers. But I guess it didn't work in that Chicago trial, did it, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam, and you're talking about the Fox Business Report, Wall Street Journal headline that hardly anybody saw. I mean, I missed it basically, too.
Rigging yet, precious metal prices.
Yeah, rigging sounds, you know, if they did that with a ball game, Sam, imagine it was a BYU-Utah game.
Kurt.
People would be pretty ticked off about it.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, Kurt, what if they did that with elections?
Oh, no, Sam, they don't do those. They do that in other countries, you know, I mean. Just not
oh, man, what if they did that with ivermectin? What if they just rigged the game and lied to the people?
Imagine that.
And then thousands of people died as a result of that. Oh, that's actually happening. Sorry. Let's get back to fun and games, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good point.
You guys need to respond to this. Brian first, then Kurt on this one. Ready, Brian?
Okay.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem signed an executive order prohibiting the use of telemedicine and access to prescriptions for abortion patients. So they say she's just a wannabe following Texas. Her response is, no, we got to restrict abortions everywhere. She says she's been working on this for a long time. And what we don't need is people getting prescriptions and using telemedicine to murder babies. We need more accountability on this. I think Kristi Noem is spot on. And we're waiting for people to start to move forward with restricting murder in their states. Texas leading the way. We hoped that Ron DeSantis in Florida would be the next one. He's still working on it, too. Don't leave him out. Doing a great job and working on it. But Kristi Noem fires the next volley. Is that how you should say it? In defense of the defenseless in America. And I say good honor, Brian.
I agree. Good honor. I mean, she's all in, which is great. And that's what we need is not to wishy-wash. We're all in, and this is what we should be doing. And it's ethical. We just need to you know, these are God's children, and for us to play like it's not. And that, it stems back to, accountability, because people that, they want to go out and create, but they don't want to take care of, or they don't want to have the mistakes or whatever they're going to do. There's no accountability. They just want to get rid of it, eat, drink, and be merry, and then walk away without any accountability. Well, I say, hey, if you're going to have a baby, then have the baby. Don't destroy the baby. And it's Satan's plan to the opposition to God.
Amen to that. And before we get to Kurt on this one, I just want to say, female gets involved sexually, ends up pregnant. Now, the choice was to get involved sexually in the first place, and she probably ought not have done that. She's probably not ready to have children, probably not married, probably not. Okay. And now she's panicking, wanting an abortion, wanting to murder the baby or murder the results of her actions. And now what we want to do what we've been doing is we just basically do a telemedicine. We get on a little video with a doctor or an audio call and say, golly, I need to murder my baby. The doctor says, by all means, let me send you some medication to murder the baby, a chemical abortion. Let me send it in an adult-only envelope so no one knows that you're getting this contraband, kind of a thing, etc. And then you put all that together. Kristi Noem is saying that's not happening in the state of South Dakota. Just not happening here. We're not murdering babies like that, all anonymously, etc. We're not doing that. And I say good honor. Kurt, your response?
Well, and think about it, Sam. I mean, if we can really put it down on the kitchen table right now, if the God of the universe is in charge of the whole place, and he is, I suggest, and he has his Ten Commandments that include one called Thou Shalt Not Kill, and we somehow expect that places like Portland or, wherever these out-of-control places are that, pretty much celebrate the killing of babies, they're surprised when things go awry in their places? Whoa.
All right, so I got a question for you on this, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Council, Tony Perkins is who emailed me this question. So I've asked this question many times as well, but I'm going to give credit this time to Tony Perkins and Liberty Council, or not Liberty Council, I'm sorry. Anyway, Tony Perkins, he's with the Family Research,
FRC,
FRC, Council. Family Research. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he asked the question, and here's the question. Are Roe's days numbered? Supreme Court takes up pivotal case. So when we say, Roe versus Wade, that's the Roe's we're talking about here. Do you think Roe's days are numbered? Does the Supreme Court have the guts to go ahead and really double down on this or not? Kurt, then Brian.
Well, I would just say that, once again, if we want God to bless America, God bless America, God bless the world, we've got to follow his commandments. And, they're not suggestions. And if the Supreme Court thinks it's supreme above God, they better think again.
All right. We'll come back to you in a second. I agree with you completely, but I want to know your opinion. What do you think is going to happen? Brian, what do you say? Are Roe's days numbered, sir?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Kurt. I just think that it should be numbered. I mean, let's be turning the tides. But there again, you know, as you say, the White House, and I don't know if I call it the White House anymore. It doesn't seem to be too white. But you know, I wish that they would call it key. You know, it is. We've taken God out of everything. And when we do that, you know, our days are numbered, I guess, as a people, because we've disobeyed, you know, this God-given land that we have. And our rights and to destroy life. And yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I don't think the Supreme Court has the guts to have Roe's days numbered, but it all depends on what you mean by numbered. They probably won't get rid of Roe, but what they might do is turn it back to the states in some way. They love to kind of split hairs. They love to have their cake and eat it too at the Supreme Court. And so they might try to get away with it and sidestep it, but give the states a lot more autonomy. And then it'll be a red-blue battle. Some states will move towards outlawing abortion completely. Other states will move to murdering their babies even after they're alive and born. And the divide between those two states will get even greater. And the Supreme Court will simply say, you know, this federal issue has made sense to kind of set the standard on it. They'll have some legally pro-con split whatever decision, be very close, but they won't really take responsibility for the pro-life or pro-death issue or discussion on this. They'll somehow avoid it but pawn it off elsewhere. That's kind of my guess of what's going to happen. What do you think is going to actually happen when they take on this case, Kurt?
Well, the chances are good, you know, at least if you're, you know, looking at the tea leaves, that just what you said will happen. I, on the other hand, want to, you know, do the old Zig Ziglar thing, and that's where you go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with you. You know, and we want the Supreme Court to recognize the fact that they messed it up before. We need to repent now. If we ever hope to merit God's blessings on us individually and country and the world, man, we got to start there, right, Sam?
Amen to that. Final word is yours, Brian.
Yeah, I think you hit it, Sam. I don't know if they'll kind of, you know, maybe turn it back to the states, as you said. They seem to not want to, you know, be really in charge as they say they're in charge, and they kind of pass the buck off here because then they don't offend or don't want to hurt them. But realistically, they offend others, I think, at different times. They're offending me when they don't stand up to God's laws and that. So I think it could be interesting to see what happens. My final thought basically is it's today we need to start preparing for tomorrow, and regardless what the fake news is telling us, I mean, peace of mind is preparation. Turn back to God.
A little bit at a time, ladies and gentlemen. Every month, buy constitutional currency. Brian Rust, rustcoiningift.com. And you know what? A little bit, month in, month out, over time, you'll look back and go, man, I have quite a bit of this. That's the way we propose preparedness. Don't panic. Don't freak. Just steadily make a difference day in and day out, and you shall achieve success. But whether it's honest money or pro-life honesty about the murder of little children, honesty is the issue, brethren. And the more honest we are about money, about pro-life, about the proper role of limited constitutional government, about the checks and balances that make America great, about God, family, and country, and the more we embrace the truth about ivermectin and everything else under the sun, the better off we are as a people. And that's what this radio broadcast is dedicated to asserting. We need the truth on God, family, and country. We need to turn to God, family, and country. And we need to do the things that we know work. We've got 200 plus years of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Return to what made it great, shall we? For Brian Rust, rustcoiningift.com. For Kurt Cosby, localhoneyman.com. And for moi, Sam Bushman, libertyroundtable.com. And for all of us, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, will you please? Because we declare this nation shall endure. Thanks, Brian. God save the Republic of the United States of America.